The Pasco County DEC is providing this podcast as a public service in order to let you know more about the issues and ideas which Democrats have identified as being very important for voters, and also to provide a forum for Democratic candidates for office. Our podcasts are open to anyone interested in how Pasco Democrats are dealing with the important issues of the day. You can check out our PascoDems.com website and also on Facebook, Pasco Dems, and the views expressed by the guest and host on our podcast are their own, and not the official views of the Pasco County Democratic Party or Democratic Executive Committee. Today we have Sally Wilson, who is one of our most interesting persons who did phoning for our most recent election cycle. And what I want to do, start with Sally, is your background in terms of what you did and phoning and when you became a Democrat and so forth.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for having me, first of all. And I'm originally from Oklahoma, and I moved here probably about 49 years old and ago, and I lived in Land O'Lakes, where I am now, for about 44 years. So okay. I've seen a lot of changes.
Right.
And I, being from Oklahoma, and in that time, I was a Republican, and I was a Republican until Bill Clinton ran for president.
Okay.
And that's when I became a Democrat.
Okay.
And have been probably more active since 2000.
Okay. And you, when we were talking before starting this today, you said something about your one-time position. You worked as a person who did the phones for USA.
Yes, I did. I worked at a lab and helped on the insurance, and then I also worked at an insurance company as an auto claims adjuster. And our customer service was number one, so I was taught well, I think, on the phone. So I don't mind calling people and talking to them.
Okay. Well, that's the kind of thing that I wanted to find out about. I'm going to be talking to two or three people who did phoning during this last election cycle, and we'll see how interesting it be to have all of you have somewhat of a similar background, perhaps. But let's do this. Tell us, first of all, what you did during this last election cycle to get people phoning. You did quite a bit of volunteer work, and you opened up your home, didn't you, for a day, a week or so?
I did. Midday, I invited people to come over to my house, and I would get them logged in or create an account into Vote Builder. I would show them the speeches and how to do that. I also had them listen to some of my phone calls and everything. So, yeah, it was fun to get people over here and to talk about it and get them excited.
What did you get? How did you get them again? How did you introduce them to the art of phoning?
Well, I just, of course, asked for volunteers, and some people stepped forward. It was mostly within my club, Central Pasco, and I had some very enthusiastic people, and we just went along and did the best we could. I usually just had one or two people. It wasn't always a lot, but it was some, and they did a lot of phone calls after they went home.
Okay. Now, supposing I had showed up at your house one morning and I had no experience whatsoever, what would you have said to me? How would you have said, Cal, this is what we'd do, and let me give you some pointers. What would you have said?
Okay. Well, I would have, first of all, shown them that we do it from our program, Vote Builders.
And let's tell people what that is. Let's tell people what Vote Builder is.
Okay. It is a program that the Democrats have here in Florida, and it's taken from the voter register files from the state. So we can look and find out just a demographic that we want.
Mm-hmm.
So usually we get our list, and Brandy Goet, she's the one that sets it up for us. They're always Democrats. Some are real active Democrats. Sometimes we call Democrats that aren't so active, but you do just call Democrats. So you, one of the things I found that when you do get someone on the phone, they sometimes can talk your arm off because they think they're the only Democrats here in Pasco County. So you do have to leave a lot of messages, but getting those few people that you can talk to really makes it worth it.
Okay, now again, I've just come to you that one morning. I've walked in the door and it says, gee, I don't really have any experience of doing this, Sally. And you look down and say, well, you got your shoes on the right feet, so that's probably a good start. And this is what I would try to suggest to you, Cal, as to how to go about doing things. We'll give you some background here. And what would you, how would you tell me to go about handling people
on
the phone?
Well, I do talk, I talk to them about some of the issues that might arise.
Okay.
But I have them listen to some of my phone calls, and I put it on speaker so they can hear both sides of the phone call.
Uh-huh.
I think that really helps people to be more comfortable on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just go through the steps of following the script. A lot of times the script isn't, I don't say the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
What you become comfortable with is after you've made a few phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing we will do is for them to make a few phone calls.
Okay. Now, what would you, let's see now, obviously there's a wide variety of things that happen when a person is making phone calls. I remember several years ago in the Davis campaign, one Sunday afternoon I made a little over 200 calls between noon and 5 in the afternoon. And, you know, my experience during those things and others, you run across a wide variety of people. You mentioned one thing in terms, some people say they want to talk your arm off because, you know, they figure that I'm the only Democrat around and they want to talk to a fellow Democrat. But what would you say is the most difficult kind of phone call to deal with in terms of somebody's answered the phone and you start with your script and maybe you don't get the response you want? But what kinds of ways do you try to handle people?
Well, depending on their response, I usually introduce myself and I say that I'm from the Pasco County Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And I was calling to talk to them about signing up for vote by mail or candidates, whatever mm-hmm. the subject might be. And I kind of pause a little bit to see what their reaction is.
Okay.
And then I go from there. I don't just keep talking.
Right.
Uh-huh. And sometimes that does completely go off of the script, but I just talk to them as I would another fellow Democrat anywhere that I met.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if they want to complain about some of the issues, I just try to keep up with that. I also, you do have to kind of be aware of what's going on and the candidates and the issues and things so that you can talk to people that have any doubts or don't understand something.
Yeah. Can you remember over all this time any really interesting phone calls you had with calling Democrats? Was there anything that stands out in your mind as saying, whoa, that was quite something?
Right. One of my most interesting calls was last spring when we were calling for city commissioners or the small towns around.
Mm-hmm.
And I had picked San Antonio. And the very first call that I had went through kind of a operator system. And it was a nun at St. Leo's.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of flabbergasted and amazed. And I told her that I had never discussed any politics with a man. Mm-hmm. And she explained, she was very nice. She explained to me that one of their main duties is to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And to vote knowing what the issues are.
Wow.
And it was quite interesting because I'd never run into that at all. Okay. I have talked to people who, they are a Democrat there, it shows they vote, and they tell me they're not, that they're a Republican.
Uh-huh.
And just insist on it, and sometimes can be rude, but I just tell them thank you for your time, and I'm sorry to bother you, and okay, that's the end of the call.
In other words, you treat people in a rather humane kind of way.
Sure, yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely with respect. Mm-hmm. And I find calling, if they don't want to answer, don't want to talk, they won't answer.
Right.
But if they do, most of the time, people that do answer do want to listen to you and ask you questions.
Right. Because I think one of the things I would imagine for some people, it's getting started in phoning.
Right.
My recollection was in the past when I was doing it a lot, was that it would take me about 5 or 10 minutes to get into kind of a flow. And then after that, it kept going very easily. But the first four or five phone calls, I always felt a little bit like, you know, I was breaking ice and it wasn't all that comfortable. But do you find that you get into kind of a flow after a while?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But like I say, I speak slowly and make sure to repeat like my name or what I'm calling.
Mm-hmm.
Because in any conversation, even face to face, I think the first few seconds are you lose it.
Right.
And you do have to repeat a few things mm-hmm. periodically.
Right. Mm-hmm. Have there been any really difficult phone calls you made, other than perhaps a Republican saying, well, I'm a Republican and so forth, but have you ever had any really difficult ones?
Well, not in outgoing calls. Most of the time, they either don't answer or they're receptive.
Mm-hmm.
I do answer the phone for the Pasco County Democrats and return those calls. Those can be very interesting. I check first to see if they are a Democrat,
okay,
and then I will call them back. I don't always have their full name, so I'm not always able to do it.
Yeah.
But you can tell. I did have this past election, I returned a person's call, and he was definitely just wanting to give the Democrats a piece of his mind.
Yeah.
And I tried to reason with him or use some facts, but then it got to the point that I just told him that we didn't agree. I wasn't going to continue the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I have learned that from working in insurance, that you don't have to take abuse, but you can tell them that you're going to end the call.
Right.
And sometimes you have to mention it a couple of times, but you just speak calmly and try not to get all emotional and worked up.
Now, how many phone calls would you say we get for the Democrat Party?
I'm sorry?
Yeah. You mentioned you're the person who fields the phone calls that come in to Democrats.
Right.
Do you get a lot of phone calls?
Well, I did during the election.
Uh-huh.
I don't hardly get any since the election. I got, amazingly, about a week before the election, November 8th, I got a lot of people calling wanting to volunteer.
Ah.
And mm-hmm. that was kind of difficult because there weren't a lot of things going on at that time and everything. So,
mm-hmm.
It was very busy, but mostly they wanted to know about judges amendments and those things. They were strict Democrats, and they were voting Democrat if they could see it on the person's name.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that was probably the most upsetting and was that people would say, oh, nobody is there to answer the phone. That's why we don't do well. And Democrats just aren't doing anything. I guess they don't care. Well, I would call these people back, and I was very polite, but I explained to them that we are volunteers and that we answer the calls as soon as we can, and we're here to help them. And most of the time, I did stress that I was a volunteer, and they kind of calmed down and could see the reason. I explained that the Republicans, they hire people to do this. Yeah. They hire people to go to the doors and knock. They hire, and they may not even be Republicans, but it's a job.
Right.
And for us, we're all passionate, and we believe in it, and that's why we're doing it.
Right. I just want to share one thing with you that was not directly related to what we're talking about, but in the past, I've been around when we count the things coming in from the precincts for the election night, so it's one of the jobs that I do, and it works out pretty well. But one night I was standing, we were waiting for people to come in, you know, as the precincts were closing, and there was a Republican that I think I knew. And he and his wife were standing there, and they didn't see me. I was just kind of in the background. And one of the husbands said, "Why do Democrats just try? They're going to lose. Why do they keep on doing this?" And I didn't step forward to say anything. But, you know, it's one of those things in the background, I think, that, as you mentioned, you know, there's some people might say, well, why aren't the Democrats doing as much more than what they do? Well,
right.
Go ahead. What do you think about that sort of thing?
Well, I do try to explain to people, if they want to talk to me about it, that we are volunteers. It takes money. And were they interested in volunteering or donating, mm-hmm. I would give them the club's information and the website. And I just stress with them that, yes, it's very hard to be a Democrat in Pasco County. But we are here, and mm-hmm. we're not going away.
And now one other question I want to ask before we leave today, and that is, what do you think of the good characteristics of a good telephoner?
Well, I think they have to be a people person.
Okay.
And that they can socialize, like to talk, which I do, and just in general respect people and their opinions.
Okay. Good. Which really means that the most of us can really do this sort of thing. It's sometimes just a matter of breaking the ice and getting there and doing it, right?
Right. The first few minutes, I had one person who just, she's great in making phone calls that I train. Mm-hmm. And after she did it one day, and she told me that she had talked to a couple of people, and that when she ended her phone call, or when it was over with, she said she felt so powerful that she could do something. Mm. And it gave her power. And when she came to me, she was just a nervous wreck about what we could do, and hoping Democrats would win, and worried about it. And instead of worrying about it, she started using that action, and it gave her power.
Good.
And it does.
Terrific.
It does.
Now, I'm going to give you a chance to say anything further you might want to say about telephoning, about people that you've met, what your plans are for the future, elections coming up, and so forth. What's going to happen here now? We've got the city elections coming up, right? Will there be people able to go ahead and help volunteer by phoning?
Yes, yes. We are definitely going to have phone banks. Mm-hmm. And we'll open up my house just like I've always done and have people come over. We are going to use Mobilize, which is a way to get out to people more, so it isn't just a few members in one club.
Okay, right.
So definitely we will start pretty quickly, I think, after the new year to start talking to people and also educating them that they have to re-sign up for vote by mail. And so we'll be talking to people that aren't in an election area too.
Right.
And that gives us a good chance to ask them what they feel we need to do and try to get them involved and be active in the Democrats.
How can people volunteer to do this?
Well, they can, of course, call the Democratic County phone.
Okay.
But they also can go online to PascoDems.com.
Okay.
Which is very informative and does give the information about the different clubs, and that there's some club in your area. And because East Pasco is totally different from West Pasco,
right,
in everything. And so it's just by emails and getting it out on Mobilize, okay, we try to get volunteers.
What's that phone number that they can phone?
You know, I knew it by heart. it's 727-844-3333. 3377, I think.
Okay,
I'm not sure. I had it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's 727-844 and then DIMS.
Right. Okay, fine. All right.
Okay,
that works fine. Listen,
okay,
Sally, I want to thank you. It's been very informative, and it's exactly what I wanted to have when I thought about talking with people such as yourself who have been making phone calls over the years. And I thank you very much for sharing your stories. Is there anything maybe that you want to say before you say goodbye?
Well, I do want to say something about hope. And I read an article the other day, and I shared it with some people, that one thing that the Democrats, for all our faults and our ups and downs, we give people hope. We try to do something that betters their life. And that's why I'm a Democrat.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's a great way to end this today.
Okay.
Sally Wilson, thank you very much for your time, and I'm sure we'll talk to you in the future. Thanks,
okay, Sam. Thank you.
Yep.